Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The mayor of Skagway and her mother were hit by a bus and killed in Washington, D.C. last night. Alaska Public Media reports that the D.C. Metropolitan Police say 61-year-old Monica Adams Carlson of Skagway and 85-year-old Cora Louise Adams of Washington State were struck in a crosswalk near the National Mall. Alaska Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan were two of only 12 senators to vote against the Senate passage of a comprehensive criminal justice reform bill Tuesday evening. The Senate bill, which has gained the support of the White House, works to combine a prison reform bill passed out of the House with changes to a number of sentencing laws. Sullivan voted against the bill in a rare break in ranks from other GOP senators and President Trump. Trump announced his support of the overhaul in November. Sullivan expressed concern that the bill would decrease prison sentences for people, worsening the opioid crisis in Alaska and across the country. In a prepared statement, Sullivan said, quote, "While I support some of the broader tenets of criminal justice reform, I could not in good conscience vote for this bill, given the complexities Alaska is facing with criminal justice reform, collectively known as SB 91 in Alaska, along with skyrocketing crime rates and an evolving opioid and drug crisis. I cannot ignore the harsh realities Alaskans are facing by voting to reduce prison time for offenders who are compounding this crisis." A search continues for an Anchorage couple missing since last weekend in the Big Lake area. Alaska State Troopers report that 64-year-old Laverne Pettigan and 66-year-old Vanton Pettigan traveled to their condo in Big Lake last Friday and that their vehicles remain parked there while their snow machines are missing. Alaska Rescue Coordination Center aircraft began looking for the missing couple and have since been joined by additional air and ground units. The Fairbanks Native Association has received a $475,000 grant from the Rasmussen Foundation to help in the renovation of the Poldine Carlo building and to allow all FNA Head Start programs to be consolidated into one site. FNA bought the Poldine Carlo building in June 2017 to merge all the Head Start programs from three sites into one building. The Rasmussen funding will allow FNA to complete the renovations and bring the third site into the building. The final $25,000 of the grant will be a challenge grant matching local donations dollar for dollar. Fairbanks Native Association is a nonprofit organization that advocates for all Native people and provides services in education, behavioral health, and community service. And for more on today's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Gary Black.